This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Three suspects have now been arrested in a rash of 15 commercial burglaries in the Mountain Home area and also in Salem and Fulton County. Frederick Purcell was arrested Wednesday in connection with the thefts. Two other 18-year-olds from Gasville were taken into custody on Monday. Fayetteville, where a 51-year-old woman has been charged with driving under the influence after she struck two Fayetteville road workers. Police say Joe Jackson of Fayetteville was arrested at the scene. One worker was hospitalized in critical condition yesterday morning. The other was treated and released. Balloons everywhere come this weekend at Hot Springs. A two-day Legends Balloon Rally will be held in that city. Officials say anticipated winds led them to move Saturday's competitive event from the municipal airport so the balloons will fly over the city proper. The rally begins tomorrow afternoon. A man who was convicted in the 1990s for comments about sucking women's toes or cutting off their feet is being sought by Conway police. It's for questioning after three women reported a man recently asked to suck their toes. Conway police spokeswoman Latricia Woodruff told the Arkansas Democrat Gazette that investigators want to talk to Michael Robert Wyatt because his name keeps coming up. Wyatt's convictions include a 1991 case in which he allegedly told a woman in Faulkner County that he would cut off her feet and suck her toes while she bled to death. Efforts to reach Wyatt were unsuccessful, and a woman who identified herself as Wyatt's mother told the paper by telephone that there would be no comment from the family. A Newark man's been charged by prosecutors with theft by receiving. Court documents say 32-year-old Justin Carl Garner, during a traffic stop by Newark deputies early Tuesday evening, was found to be in possession of a side-by-side Yamaha Rhino ATV that was stolen from a hunting cabin in White County. The court information said Garner was apparently approached by a woman to buy the ATV for $500. When the deal was made, he paid $200 cash, some prescription pills, and a gram of meth. Court records say the ATV is valued at over $11,000, which makes the theft by deception a Class C felony charge, a felony that carries a stiffer penalty because of the value of the stolen merchandise. Garner's bail has been set at $35,000. And sometimes it shows up. Stolen property, that is. A 2004 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy motorcycle, stolen from Independence County in 2007, was recently recovered in Willow Springs, Missouri. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said the motorcycle has been listed in the Arkansas Crime Information Center, or what they call ACIC, as a BOLO for about 4 years. BOLO meaning be on the lookout for.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.